Hi, hello everybody, and today we're going to be trying to speedrun two episodes of Ninjago Crystallize Part 2, whatever you want to call it. This is just gonna count as, like, Crystallized. It says on here, Netflix Crystallize Part 2. I'm just gonna count it as Crystallized, so this would be, like, what, Crystallize Episode 13 and 14, yeah. So the first one's called A Sinister Shadow, and the second one's called The Spider's Design. Oh my god! That's the spider from the thing! Anyways, but yeah, today we should... Yeah, we're just gonna try and do two episodes. I don't think we normally would, but just... To start off part two of Crystallize, I guess. We're gonna do two episodes, and then we'll do one episode. I think, yeah. Four. Although this one has 18... Oh my god, I just saw... What? Quitting time? No, it's Morbin time. Sorry, I just saw, like, in and time. And they said it was quitting time. I want to like that episode. Anyways, so yeah, we're going to do two episodes today. Iris, you're here. Come on, say something.
Yeah, I'm going to say something to you.
Yeah.
Okay, look. Mom. Ba-dum.
He just rearranged some Lego bricks on a Lego portal.
No, it's so sad.
Oh, yeah, because that's, like, an old one. Oh!
Yeah. So...
Okay, no, guys, let's... Okay, I'm not editing any of that out. Alright, A Sinister Shadow. Hopefully this picks up. Oh. Oh! Whoa! Ah! Okay, yeah, so Harumi. Otis, you hate Harumi.
Yeah.
Kill yourself. No. Jade Princess. Oh, shut up. Uh-huh, yeah. I know that one. Yep, okay. I know about that. Yeah, that's a pretty dark scene, to be honest. Villain arc. Yes.
By the way, I know Frankie, you're watching. Frankie,
I was adopted. Haha, that's funny. Okay, but why are you a Jade Princess? Oh, are they Jade? Okay. Yeah, we know. We literally know all of this. Yeah. We just did. We had two recaps. This is the second recap now. Lord God. Yeah, we know that. Yeah, we know that. Yeah, we know that. Yeah, we know that. Yo, she's got, like, emo clothes on. Anyways. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for a show that has 16 seasons and woke ran out of there's what? Crystal.
He's in heaven now.
Nah, she would never go to heaven. Oh, what the ba-ba? It's an ink boy. I'm scared. Okay, so maybe it's not Garmadon. Okay. Okay. My theory was that... That doesn't explain it. Okay, so she did actually die. And she came back. Exactly. Okay, well, my theory was that the Crystal King was just Garmadon, but going to buy another alias. Because Garmadon's still alive somewhere. The Departed. Hey, that's the thing from the other thing.
The Day of the Departed.
I learned what a lot of words from Ninjago. Like, life anew. Who would have, like... I mean, I know what that means now. Ooh. Wait, so... She literally... Yo, so she's disabled?
He waked up like crazy.
She just becomes Super Saiyan. Yo, yeah, see? Oh, she's purple now. She's purple. That means she's completely emo now.
That was like right after that.
Yeah, okay. So what's she been doing? Like plotting revenge. She just goes to the hospital. Well, this is where I was born. He's like, no. Damn idiot. Okay. Oh, is this entire episode just gonna be a backstory? Like, the only temple. Oh yeah, that's the thing from the other thing from the season 8. Yo, which one did you like more out of? The fight in Prime Empire with Harumi and Lloyd, or the fight in Season 8?
Season 8.
Okay, when she first... Yeah, I like... Okay, both of them I liked because they felt like dancers. Because, like, you know, Lloyd had a little crush on her. They're kind of, like, both felt like dance fights. Because at one point, like, Lloyd got spun around. I like that aspect. Anyway. Oh!
Maybe you aren't.
Gold. Okay. So I was kind of close. Wait, so he just has the power to resurrect people? Plot twist. Okay, actually, that's a pretty good twist. That's pretty good. Pretty good. I will serve you. Okay, that was very easy. You're very focused on building that portal. Fair.
What? Yeah, so pretty much. Oh yeah, I remember.
Yes, but she got the. Oh, wait, really?
But like only like,
just a bit. Okay, yeah. So she found the.
Just.
She
just
found the mountain, dude.
Oh. That's a person? Visitors arriving any moment.
Visitors, I do not think you are aware of the presence. That's ninja.
This is good. The ninja could ruin everything. Your so-called perfect city runs on the money I pay you for that black market bench stone.
Do you really think I'm unprepared for the ninja? I control Shintaro in ways you cannot imagine.
The boy. Yes, so this was before season 13. Oh, so he was harvesting the bench stone to then give to the fire girl, to then give to her. I see. So the plot, this has been set up since like season, like 13, yeah. Just casually. Oh, that's exactly what happened. Oh. Okay, this is cool. I like this episode. But of course, King Benjamus was defeated, putting an end to his Vengestone lines. And the blame for this lay firmly on the ninja. Are you ready for this? I've worked so hard to make it to the top, and it's actually happening. Wait. Really? I hate it when they do this and it's like the villain's been just sitting there the entire time watching.
That's cool. No, I love that when they do.
I don't like that. It's kind of a cliche. But I like this episode anyway. Oh, where? What? Oh, the less reputable. Oh, so she was literally just talking to Lloyd.
Villains for? Well, I needed enough players for my villainous volleyball team, of course.
Are
Are you serious?
Of course I'm not serious.
Well, it's hard to tell with you sometimes.
How you ended up leading Ninjago's greatest heroes is beyond me. It's amazing how gullible you are.
I don't normally fall for things like that, but I'm a little frustrated and confused right now.
Oh yeah, I forgot Nia's back.
Well, this is only the beginning of your frustrations.
Because you want to talk?
Part, my plan involves breaking into a precious monastery.
Wait, what?
Yeah, no, I don't remember anything.
You're trying to take over the monastery?
No, I have zero interest
in monastery. Then what are you saying?
In the weapons of
oh yeah, they're still a thing.
But why?
But she's like, shut up, you're my prisoner.
You of all people should realize power is never really destroyed. How many times have you and your ninja lost your powers, only to regain them?
Harumi!
What? I'm clearly trying to leave in a dramatic way.
Something I need you to know. You once told me you never actually had feelings for me.
Oh my god, Lloyd, shut up!
That's true. But my feelings for you...
Shut up! She's a villain! She's your prisoner! She's a freaking prisoner. I hate Harumi so much. I didn't care for this arc. Like, if Lloyd did have, like a crush or something, but then when she turned into a villain and then Lloyd continuously still was like, hey, I can bring you to the dark light side. I was like, no, it's not gonna work.
I understand you hate me, and maybe I deserve it, but either way, I can't let you get your hands on those
buttons. Oh, yeah.
So, I'll just be going now. Sorry, Ruby.
No, I'm sorry, Lloyd.
Aw, Mr. F. The F boys. Yep. Oh my, yes, we, yeah.
Waste.
This is a kid show, so I just need to give it some. Kind of like a revolver. Crystal revolver. Okay. Oh. Okay. So the fact that, okay, wait. I hated that intro though. It was like, yeah, no, I hated that intro. The spider's design. Oh, is that the spider bit the mouse? Is that why they turned into spiders? I don't know. Okay, the fact that Garmadon is, I mean, sorry, no, the Crystal King was
Heads
the fact that the Overlord was the Crystal King, that was a pretty good reveal. I mean, I think I need more.
No.
I need to know a bit more about how he's just alive again. But, because I thought that arc was finished, like, with the Overlord. Because I saw in Lego sets that the Crystal King was four-armed. So I was like, okay, I think it's Garmadon, but going by a different alias. But no, it was actually the Overlord. So that's cool. I don't know if they're actually going to give us more context in how the Overlord's just there now.
He's immortal,
but I guess yeah, he's immortal, so I guess he can never really die, which means can Wu's father, or like the first Ninja to pass, can he ever really die? So I guess the Overlord can never really die, and then he got like Harumi to like bring him back a bit more. Maybe it's like a Chronos situation. Percy Jackson. You guys should read Percy Jackson.
No,
you'd be at the right age. Sucks. If you're watching... What do you say to me? I really like it.
Yeah, no.
And if you listen to the podcast, you'd probably be at the right age. Like, you know. Anyway, I don't know. If you like Harry Potter and stuff like that.
No,
I'm sorry. Anyways. But yeah, okay. Otis, what do you think?
I think that it's wrong to people like Frankie to not like Ninjago. So
yeah, why do you keep mentioning Frankie? Like, nah, Frankie, if he's listening,
you know, he's cool. He's cool.
So we should probably we'll go on the next episode. We can keep talking. Possible. It's not unpausing. What's wrong? There's not a pause option. There's not an unpause option. Okay, the spider's design. I'm interested. Also, Mr. F has like a revolver. Yeah. Crystal revolver. Okay, like, I don't want to skip it because I like the song. But we know exactly what happened. Yeah, he got like a revolver.
Suey mom.
Okay, yeah, okay, they're talking about.
You're wrong. I mean, you're not. Yes.
No.
The Destiny's Bounty belongs to the ninja.
Well, that's a problem, Cersei. The ninja are fugitives from the law, which means that vehicle is evidence.
Nah. Oh, wait. Hound Dog McBride. That's outrageous. Be that as it might. No, it's Woo's. Just say it's mine, because it is Woo's. Shut up. No, beat Hound Dog McBrag. Hound Dog McBrag versus Woo. Clearly, no Woo's gonna win, but. Yeah. They're just gonna steal it.
Mailman on the way up, but we'd save him the trip.
It appears to have been opened.
Well, I wonder how that happened.
I hate you. Okay, I actually kind of hate Hound Dog McBrag.
You wouldn't happen to know where the ninja are right now, would you, sir?
Man, I forgot about this prisoner.
Throw them back in prison.
That's where we put criminals. Yes.
It's not working. Apparently, it's also where you put heroes who have saved Ninjago many times over.
Yeah.
When they were heroes, they weren't my problem. When they became criminals, then they became my problem.
I have nothing to say. What? Nor. No. Okay, him without glasses are concerning. Nah, you can't do anything to Woo. Also, how old is Woo?
I knew that was going to happen.
Oh. He is 167 years old.
They are currently making their way along the abandoned. They are approaching the coordinates where Lloyd vanished.
Oh, okay, so he does know where the ninja are. Okay, I forgot that he was connected with it.
Thanks for the encouragement.
Thousands of years old. Never mind. He's thousands of years old. I feel like Wu is going to die sometime soon. Good luck! I want to see Nia again. Come on. I want Nia to be a ninja, please.
Right up top.
Oh, it's an old, ancient subway car. Okay, basically what I said. Wait, what was that? This is like Otis.
No,
it's a BMX T25.
No, that's you're Kai and I'm Jay. Yeah. It's a Koenigsegg again.
Yeah, and a Koenigsegg. Like, it's a Toyota
383.
That's not a thing. Anything's a thing. Yeah, see, it's a Lamborghini.
Yeah, they don't build it. Those
naughty boy and
his
weapon. Nah. Wait, so this is just a totally unimportant detail. Okay, what if... Oh, I don't know. Okay, so the spider's watching them constantly. What the? Oh no. There's Mr. F. Mr. F boys. What is his powers now? I thought it was like energy, right? It's energy, yeah? Yo, look at the sword. That sword's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yes. It doesn't have to be like
Lloyd, shut up. She's just making fun of her.
So trusting, so
calm. Yeah.
You tricked me once. And you think you learned from it.
Yeah. Clearly. So why does she carry her gun sword like that? I don't like that. Dude, one, he didn't know you were in the building, and two, it's your fault because you decided to stay in there, and also, Garmadon, you brought back Garmadon. You don't blame Lloyd. Oh, she's purple!
He does the Rock Dwayne Johnson look. He does.
You didn't do anything with your face.
But it's there.
It's there. She's trying to turn Lloyd evil.
You're part owner, like your father, Garmadon. That's the strong.
Like I am.
You're not changing anything. That's not a rock look. Sorry. You're trying so hard. No, I can't do it. We're not even watching the. We're not watching this episode. We're literally just trying to figure out. A nuclear bomb. Oh, yeah, it's pretty much the same. No, you're not. Just gotta say that.
What's wrong? My acoustic sensors are picking up a faint sound.
What kind of sound?
Your mom.
A soft clicking sound. Like tapping almost.
Okay, everyone, spread out. Look around. What are we looking for?
I don't know. A machine. Something weird. Anything out of place.
Any last words? Say them now.
You can't do this!
Say them now? Okay, no, she said them, yeah.
Please!
I can't, boy.
F-boy!
I could, technically.
I don't know why, I really like Mr. F's design.
I promise, just don't hurt them!
Lloyd, you're not exactly in a position to bargain.
She did her hair thing! I like the animation of her hair, it's actually pretty, like... Spiders armed, just like an AK, just comes out of their spine. And I don't know if spiders have spines, I believe not. But yeah, they just get like, rocket. Spider bomb. Yeah, see? A nuclear bomb. Same thing. Really? Okay, they're running very slowly. Kai, I've seen you run before. Whoa! Okay, that was a cool, epic kick, Zane. Good job.
Yeah, I can run fast.
Yeah, I can run. This is like running in dreams, dude. Oh. Yeah, she is an emo, I swear. Although emos don't normally have, like, blue, red, like, face paint, but, like, you know. Oh, Nia. Oh, yo, that's a Pogger's uniform, Nia. I've never said Pogger's in my life. Actually... Maybe.
I'm sorry.
You're not sorry! You were literally like, I'm not. Look, she literally just switches her, like...
Oh, really? That's actually Tears.
Yeah, guys, there's a ninja. What do you think? Also, where's the new ninja, guys? Was that just a gag?
Lord, you have a choice now. You can resist and perish like your friends, or you can join us and embrace the power of the Crystal King.
Dark side.
I'll resist you with every ounce of my.
The dark side of the Force is a pathway to many abilities some consider to be
a natural. I left nothing to chance. I plan to deal with your friends next.
You suck. Does not. Whoa! What? He's turning purple. He's going Super Saiyan. I know that's not what people look like when they go Super Saiyan. Mr. F.
Oh,
yeah, he is part Oni. That's a thing that, like, not many seasons mention.
What?
He's literally part devil. So, like...
Is that...
First time I've seen tears.
Wait, look at him. Whoa! Wait, what? How can he use that? Sorry, I wasn't looking. Whoa! Damn, he sounds like black and white. How can he use that though? I guess it's a crystal power, I guess, so that's okay with crystals. Okay, well, okay, that was a good episode. The first two, they're pretty good. Okay. Yeah, I quite like those ones, actually. I don't really feel it. Do you have anything to say about them?
Yeah, that was good.
Hot take! Damn! Stop with the descriptors, Otis. I'm trying to find a way to check the questions. But no, sorry, it's been a little bit. We're trying to, like, finish the rest of the season. But, like, probably, like, by the time this comes out, this is probably, like, old news and stuff. Actually, this is probably gonna come out the same day that we record it, but, you know, this is kind of, like, old news. You guys probably finished it, because it's very easy to binge Ninjago now, because they're, like, 11 minutes long. Okay, and before we leave, I just want to shout out just basically just everybody listening. Thanks for the comments. Wait, did you guys realize part 2 is coming out? Yes, we did. question, what do you think of Lego Ninjago season 16? Guys, we're doing that. Hi again. Are you making Ninjago season 16 part 2 episodes? Yes, we just, okay, well, I mean, you guys probably didn't know that, but, okay, so, yeah, we're probably gonna do those episodes, like, we're gonna do reactions, commentaries. And then we'll do Lego, like, the Lego sets and stuff, and then we'll do maybe 4 of you, and then we'll do, like, tier lists. We got a bunch of plans. Otis is going insane, but, yeah, so basically just thanks for everybody who's listening, and also, I saw a bunch of reviews. I was bored in school one day, and I just searched up Ninjago, I can't spell, I just searched up Ninjago podcasts, and we're the first one that appears, and it's very, very cool. First it says, let's show some YouTube videos, but the first podcast on Apple Podcasts is Ninjago Nerds, so that's very cool, and also I really, we got, like, what, 15 reviews? 13 reviews. That's more than what happened when I checked last time. Good for all Ninjago fans, Kid Reporter. If you like Ninjago and you're interested in expanding your interest. I can't even read this. Who watches Ninjago and has vocabulary like this? Just kidding, it's just like expand. Sorry, I'm just losing my mind, but interested in expanding your understanding. Then this is a good, interesting thing. Wow, we got all 5 stars. Only one person did 4 stars and one person did 1 star. And I think the most criticism we get is because we're just weird and very not that professional. And also because, like, we take a while, like, we're not that consistent in uploading. But we will never stop making episodes unless we make an episode saying we're not making episodes anymore. So if it's been a while, we're still going to write more. So shout out to also other people. FMTGJFNCJDHF. Just spam, basically. That's their name. Yes! I love this show. No one can change my opinion otherwise. Thank you. Also, insert some emoji. Awesome shows. The show's very, very, very times 12. Good if you like Ninjago, interesting stuff, blah, blah, blah.
Wait.
So, yes, cool, thanks. Yeah. So, thanks to all of those. Sorry, I just said blah, blah, blah. But, so thanks to everyone who's listening. Because we're getting we're getting listens, which is weird because we're just... It's weird because we're pretty weird. That's why. I'm just looking at Ninjago stuff now. Anyways, but thanks for everything, basically. And we need to end the episode. So, okay, bye, and stay tuned for episode 3. Email us, check Discord, check out my other podcasts, Fictional Nerd and Gaming Nerds. If you like games. I think Otis is on both of them. Yeah. I've got dirt on my sock, like a big chunk of dirt that I didn't realize. I need to clean that. Anyways, goodbye, guys. No, don't.